Shirin Kitzchanar for your test. Otherwise, we're getting Simon Ayin Dal, which will discuss the dinim of setting sail on a boat on Shabbos. And we're going to start Simon Ayin Hay, which discusses the dinim of lighting candles of Shabbos. Halacha al. Eim aflikim b'svin al yam. One is b'chlal not allowed to get on a boat to set sail on the sea, specifically. And the Alter Rebbe points out where it's salty waters. Within 3 days before Shabbos. Why? Because a person gets seasick until he settles from the musty ear and the salty smell. He won't have oinik Shabbos. From Wednesday and onward, you're not allowed to start your sailing. However, this chiv will be waived if he's going to the bar mitzvah. For example, he's a moyel, and we'll discuss more examples later on, in which he's mutter afil b'erev Shabbos. We waive this chiyuv of oinik Shabbos for the benefit of the mitzvah. Aval chatchila zok al terebe. When you're going after your boat, you should yivsek menachem. You should decide together with the goyish sailor. Obviously, he's a goyish because he's now do malacha for you on Shabbos, and if you're not allowed to be man of my Shabbos, you have to make up with the sailor. Sheyishvoyz lo yilchem b'Shabbos. You shouldn't ride it on Shabbos. Yes, if you're the one there. If you know that this boat is going to go on Shabbos as well, you're not allowed to get on from Wednesday and onward, even letzorich mitzvah. But the Alter Rebbe says, if you don't get on, maybe the mitzvah will not happen altogether. For example, there's no other mail over there. After Shabbos, it's going to be very hard to find a sfina, even if it's for your own regular mundane needs. A business deal, you missed a business deal. There's place to wave in this. The Alter Rebbe is lechatchila that if you know what's going on Shabbos, you shouldn't get on. And to wave the chiyuv of Einik Shabbos. We're not yet talking about the din of Shvisas Shabbos that we'll learn in the Sidgim. Halacha base. Al Nahoris. This is specifically what we said is on the ocean, where it's or salty water. But on lakes, rivers, where it's clean water and it's much closer to dry land, therefore the ear is better. Multilavli was in a bahal, and you're allowed to get on the boat in any case. I feel better Shabbos even on Friday. What happens if the boat goes below 10 tefachim, which means that the tide is so low that you're sitting in the boat and you're going to be within 10 tefachim? A koskin, that's your feet, the koskin in gufa, if your body itself is going to be within the 10 tefachim, then also you're not allowed to leave outside of the tchum on Shabbos because it's as if you're walking and you're in that place. Even if you went out 3 days before Shabbos, you have an issue of Tchum Shabbos. If your feet are above the 10 tefachim from the bedrock of the sea, then you could rely on the matirim that it's not considered as if you're walking, you're passing Tchum Shabbos. What is important to always keep in mind is that this is all providing that you do not need to do malacha on the boat on Shabbos. As we all know from the many letters of the Rebbe, how Rebbe is machped, people that believe that you can have a boat automatically today sail. And the Rebbe said, someone that says that believes without sending messages and notices, etc., and without being Mechal Shabbos, and that's why he could go in a Yiddish company. The Rebbe said, either doesn't understand how the Shabbos, or doesn't understand how a boat runs. Now, but this is all Zakta the Shulchan Aruch, feeling behemoth, Melech Zasvina, Mutar. In this case, where it was Mutar to be machped because it's in the rivers. So we don't have the issue of Einig Shabbos. And he went in before Shabbos, as we'll see. And it's, according to the Alter Rebbe's Hidur, it's above 10 tefachim from the ground. That means the boat is higher than 10 tefachim from the bedrock of the sea. In that case, he's allowed to go even if at some point it gets muddy. And therefore, the boat is a very big one. And therefore, his feet are very far from 10 tefachim from the ground of the ocean, like it's a big boat. So even if, let's say, the tide gets higher, and therefore they have, the way they would do it those days, they would let off the boat of a few behemoths, that they would pull, drag from on dry land, the boat through the mud, and then get back on the boat and continue sailing. So l'chura, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to ride a behemoth. In this case, it's okay, because he got on properly. Halacha gimel. Heichal demutar la'avlik b'svina b'erev Shabbos. In the cases in which we said you're allowed to ride a boat and set sail on Erev Shabbos, how do you go about being koine shvisa? Where is your starting point for Shabbos, and how do you avoid another issue that's shvisa? That's one issue, and from that point, that's where we're going to measure the 2,000 amos if you're going within 10 tefachim. From 2,000 amos, where are we measuring from? And there's another issue. It can't seem as if you're getting on the boat on Shabbos. So the way to avoid it is the following. In the cases where we said you're allowed to set sail on a boat on Friday, if you went on the boat on Friday, you sat there until nightfall, even though you went back home and you slept there for the night, you're allowed to get back on the boat on Shabbos, because it doesn't look like the boat is taking off for you. You're already there before, and it doesn't look like you're getting on the boat on Shabbos because you're already there on Friday. This is providing that not all the riders are Yidden, because then the malachas that the sailor is doing is for Yidden. However, being that we described, he was there till nightfall, and then he went back home, and he slept there for the night and ate some Shabbos, and therefore, therefore, being that he went home and slept there for Shabbos, he was kind of Shabbisa over there. And therefore, well, that's the starting point in regard to the 2,000 Amos. And if the Sfina reached its destination on dry land on Shabbos, he only has 4 Amos on the dry land where he could walk around, because it's, and this is also providing that he was on the boat on Friday. If he wouldn't be on the boat altogether, then he has to stay on the boat. And have only Arba Amos on the boat, as Paiskin said. He doesn't have more than 4 Amos to go over there. Now, Oleches B'Sfina, to Bechlal join a boat, Kidei L'Spal Basara, to be able to daven with a minion, or L'Mitzvah Acheres, for any other mitzvah, Ima Sinu Oleches Gam B'Shalachin, Mishlahat, this place to be matted, to be lenient, and let a person sail such a boat, if it's also for other people, not just for Yidden, or not just for him. As we mentioned, however, he should go onto the boat on Friday before nightfall, before Shkia, and sit there until it becomes dark, until nightfall. And then he comes on Shabbos, he gets back onto the boat, as we said. According to the Alter Rebbe, Das Rabbeinu, Ha'ikar She'asar, but in principle, it's also El Shiyashayim Shemotah. There's an opinion that it's Motah. And that was Nispashta Minogah, therefore, in some place, and therefore, Ein Lim Chazbiyat, but the Alter Rebbe doesn't hold of doing this, let's say, such a mitzvah. Aval, we mentioned earlier, the Alter Rebbe says, there's a Chash Shemot, is Batla mitzvah, that may be different. Aval, Shtelech HaSfina, Bishol Yisrael, Levad, Ein Lahat, there's no place to be Matar. The whole boat is going only for the benefit of the Yid. Now, Halacha Aleph of Simon Ayin Hei. We're going to discuss the din of lighting candles. Chayav kol adam hafer says atzmim melacha. A person has to separate himself from melacha. Lahadlik zaneis and light Shabbos candles. Lachol apachis chatzi shakayim tzeis kachavim. A half an hour before tzeis kachavim. Now note, this is according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that tzeis kachavim is well after. There's 4 mil. According to this opinion, there's 4 mil between Shkia and Tzeis HaKechavim, that amount of time. And the last Shlish Rive mil is the amount, that's the Shkia, the Amitis, and from there you're not allowed to do Malacha. So he says a half an hour beforehand, you should stop, a half an hour before Tzeis, you stop doing Malacha. This is according to the opinion known as 72 minutes. The Alter Rebbe, being that he was in the Siddur, the Alter Rebbe writes like Shittas HaGa'onim, that from Shkia until Tzeis, that's the Bein HaShemashis. So, Das Rabbeinu, Lahadlik Boyd Hashem Zarachas Brash Elonis, you should light before Shkia, when the sun is still seen by the tips of the trees. That means before sundown, before Shkia, Vazman Mishkanim Chalmakim, and therefore this time changes in each place. Now, Isha Shashacha, a woman that forgot, Loid Likab Koydim Bein HaShemashis, Veniskar Bein HaShemashis, she didn't light candles before Bein HaShemashis, and she reminded herself, Bib Bein HaShemashis. In our, according to the Psak of the Goyim, it's before it says, after Shkia, before it says. Yes, Lahatila, there's place to be lenient and to command a Goy, Lahadlik Ner, Rakner Echad. She can tell a Goy in the Tzorich, Bekitzel, Tzorich Mitzvah, Amir Le'akum, on in Bein HaShemashis, even though it's Sveikah Deraisa, and we make it like 2 Sveikah Derabon on Tzorich Mitzvah. And she's allowed to tell a Goy, but only to light one candle, which is Dvarach Hi, Koyv Tenel Oiron. She should make the bracha before she enjoys, and then she benches al hadlokas haner, the mitzvah, on the mitzvah of lighting candles, as opposed to lahadlik ner, that he commanded us to light, because she didn't actually light it. Now, baiter zokter in kitzur, evim amar beis haknesses mizmor shel yom shabbos, if they said in the shul, they said already mizmor shel yom shabbos, and this is referring to specifically in a place, let's say there's a one shul in a town, and there's barely a minion, and you're collecting them one time. They're going to come by day for mincha, for example, and they're not going to be able to come again for Meir. So they do an early mincha before plaga mincha, and after plaga mincha, they accept Shabbos, and they daven Ma'ariv, and they'll say again Krishma later. Being that this is the only minyan in town, the second day they accept Shabbos officially, everybody has to stop doing malacha. It's not an independent thing that everybody can decide something else. And that time, they know in the shul, in the one shul, that's the time they say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. And the Alter Rebbe points out, this is dafka in a place where that's how they accept Shabbos. By us, it's through, the Alter Rebbe says, we do it through saying Baruch Hu. Other opinions say L'chadoidi, Bayikala. Ashiya, every place, by the way, the winning over there, that's how they accept Shabbos. By us, it's Baruch Hu. Then once that shul does it, everyone has to stop malacha. Bafa Bishadayin Yeshtei Shoyz Adalayla. Even if there's 2 hours until the night, and this is according to the Shitta of Rabbeinu Tam, that it could be 2 hours before the night in Plaga Mincha. But according to the Alter Rebbe, it's from an hour and a quarter of Shoyz Mani is before the night, because that's when Plaga Mincha is. And from at that point, once the shul says that Baruch Hu, nobody could do malachim, and even the rabbanans, you can't do malachim. You can't even do the rabbanans. Mikol makom, chol Shabbos alamut. At that point, even for the minority that hasn't accepted Shabbos, it's also basurim bechol malachs, all malachs, even the rabbanans. And it's not, yeah, it's not even what the heter we mentioned, Amir Lakum, it's Bein HaShemashis, it's fully Shabbos for them. Now, Bavil Mishaba Meir HaCheres Lakan, even someone, he says, I don't live in this town, so I don't accept with that shul. Also, Chol of Shabbos Miyad, right away Shabbos, it descends upon him, Sha'amra B'tzibur Mizmah Shil Yom HaShabbos, so the way we said by Baruch Hu, he accepts Shabbos, even though he's from a different city. Be'ir, Shiesh B'Shnei B'Tikin HaShias, the second, there are two shuls in a city, then Ein Achad Negar Achar Chveder, one does not get pulled, so to speak, after, and doesn't become binding in the fact that the other one accepted Shabbos. Halacha base. Mitzvah laharbas b'neiros l'chovet Shabbos is a special mitzvah to add candles l'chovet Shabbos, celebrate. And yesh noyigim l'adlik asara k'negde d'aseres adibros. Yesh madlikim shiva, some light, and this is even without the cheshbon that we do based on the amount of children. They straightforward, they light seven l'chovet each day of the week. V'akapon roi shalot l'ifches mishtener is not to go below two candles. One is neged zachar, one is k'neged shamar. And this, which just represents all mitzvahs essay, and it says loisa say ach b'shasat chak gam b'chad tzagi b'shasat chak. For example, Mishnah Brewer brings that if a person needs the money to buy challah, or the case we brought earlier where a woman is asking a goy to light fur, then you only light one candle. You arukim, they should be long. They should light till after they eat, and this is specifically in a place that keeps 72 minutes, and the makabel might have early. So he says al kapanim till after they eat. The Alter Rebbe says it should al kapanim reach the night. Now, you should buy beautiful candles. Why? Because the Gemara says, someone that toils to ensure he has beautiful candles for Shabbos. He'll have children which are Torah scholars. As the pasuk says, the mitzvah is like a candle, and Torah is light. And Chacham learned in regard to Ner Shabbos, they Ner Mitzvah through the Ner of Mitzvah, which is referring to Ner Shabbos Kodesh Ba or Torah. This brings the light of Torah. That means the children will be Tamei Chacham. It's therefore being that this is the skula, a woman in time of lighting candles should daven. She even like a Baruch Banim Scharim Meirim BaTorah. She should have male sons. Should enlighten the world with the light of Torah. Now, Tfilas Elo are not mentioned in the Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. V'toyv, it's good that beforehand, Mikoyim Titanez and Prutus Latzaka should give a few coins to Tzaka. As a school in this regard, everybody knows the you have to be careful not to warn that people shouldn't carry the pushka and that shouldn't get the chil Shabbos afterwards. Now, ishuk shasruach, a woman that's having a hard time to either educate her sons, they're not going in the beaten path, or she doesn't have children like that. School is supposed to school is laach and shetoymer. She should say laach ad lachas aneres after shul yemrishin the Rosh Hashanah. She say the after of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is the story of Chana and Eli and the birth of Shmuel Hanavi, which is a school of the kids. She davened for the Eibishter with her whole heart, etc., as everyone knows. Makar fills from an essay and the Minhagim there. Now, but Toysha Tavid Mashi Emeris, the Tavid Kavana, it's better she should obviously understand what she's saying, and she should be able to say it with the proper Kavana, her pouring out her heart like Chan. Halacha Gimel, Mitzvah and Amufka, the best of the best way to light candles, Lahadik B'Shem and Zayis, to use Shem and Zayis, V'gam Shem and Aragel B'nein, Shekarim Shem and Prachim, it's cotton, I think cottonseed oil. It's a oil that comes from flour. He calls it blooming oil. It's kosher, these two. Aval, Shar Shemanim, all other oils, Yeshmanim, Shenim, Shenim, there are some that are not considered kosher for lighting near Shabbos. Why? Because some of them don't catch properly onto the wick, or some send sparks, depending on how flammable they are. And therefore, these two are the best ones to go with. The Gama, Psilo, also in regard to the Knetel, the wick, Yehada, it's better to be scrupulous that it should be mitzamer gefen specifically from cotton, oipishtin, or from flax. Nefutza dafka, and if it's from flax, it should be cone flax. Well, it shouldn't have pieces of wood inside because then it catches and goes out like here. That quickly. Oikanabos kibishar dvarim, or because other things yeshvam sheinu kshedim, they don't seep in well the oil, and then they burn down quickly, and a person can be fardaiket about it, and maybe come to chilul Shabbos or yata or all the other, or leave if there's a bad smell. The kaitz is zokta by the nidaseinu noigim lahadik bnei sasuim mechela. In our areas, the minig is to light specifically from chaylev, which is from wax, and the minig based rav is talking to light from chaylev and not from oil. And mitzvah yes, the alter rabbi adds, and that's kosher. The alter rabbi adds, it's mitzvah better to do from beeswax or wax, maybe shel chaylev, from the fat of the animal that they turn, like chicken schmaltz that turns hard and dust. They would do that from all the chaylev that's also to eat on the mitzad, or it goes on the mizbech, whatever parts from the 11th rib, and that they would use it for wax. So he said, Al Tzav says, better to use wax than chelev. If you're putting this chelev into a kli and it's going to become like an oil lamp, that is also, it has to be mixed with wax to stand strong. That's how it lights properly. Now, hamadlik, the person lighting the candle, you have to light it and hold it until the fire catches. If it's from an oil lamp, you have to make sure it catches the majority of the piece of wool, of cotton or wool or linen that's sticking out of the oil lamp, the majority of it. Same deal with wax candles. It has to catch the majority of the wick that is sticking out.